6. Celestial Overseers. The Nebadon educational system is jointly administered by the Trinity Teacher Sons and the Melchizedek Teaching Corps, but much of the work designed to affect its maintenance and upbuilding is carried on by the Celestial Overseers. These beings are a recruited corps, embracing all types of individuals connected with the scheme of educating and training the ascending mortals. There are upward of 3 million of them in Nebadon, and they are all volunteers who have qualified by experience to serve as educational advisors to the entire realm. From their headquarters on the Salvington Worlds of the Melchizedeks, these overseers range the local universe as inspectors of the Nebadon school technique designed to affect the mind training and the spirit education of the ascending creatures. This training of mind and education of spirit is carried on from the worlds of human origin up through the system mansion worlds and the other spheres of progress associated with Jerusalem, on the 70 socializing realms attached to Edentia, and on the 490 spheres of spirit progress encircling Salvington. On the universe headquarters itself are numerous Melchizedek schools, the Colleges of the Universe Sons, the Seraphic Universities, and the Schools of the Teacher Sons and the Union of Days. Every possible provision is made to qualify the various personalities of the universe for advancing service and improving function. The entire universe is one vast school. The methods employed in many of the higher schools are beyond the human concept of the art of teaching truth, but this is the keynote of the whole educational system: character acquired by enlightened experience. The teachers provide the enlightenment, the universe station and the ascender's status afford the opportunity for experience. The wise utilization of these two augments character. Fundamentally, the Nebadon educational system provides for your assignment to a task and then affords you opportunity to receive instruction as to the ideal and divine method of best performing that task. You are given a definite task to perform, and at the same time, you are provided with teachers who are qualified to instruct you in the best method of executing your assignment. The divine plan of education provides for the intimate association of work and instruction. We teach you how best to execute the things we command you to do. The purpose of all this training and experience is to prepare you for admission to the higher and more spiritual training spheres of the superuniverse. Progress within a given realm is individual, but transition from one phase to another is usually by classes. The progression of eternity does not consist solely in spiritual development. Intellectual acquisition is also a part of universal education. The experience of the mind is broadened equally with the expansion of the spiritual horizon. Mind and spirit are afforded like opportunities for training and advancement. But in all this superb training of mind and spirit, you are forever free from the handicaps of mortal flesh. No longer must you constantly referee the conflicting contentions of your divergent spiritual and material natures. At last you are qualified to enjoy the unified urge of a glorified mind long since divested of primitive animalistic trends towards things material. Before leaving the universe of Nebadon, most Urantia mortals will be afforded opportunity to serve for a longer or shorter time as members of the Nebadon Corps of Celestial Overseers.